Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I hope you're all having an amazing day. If you are new here, my name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, podcast host of this lovely podcast that you are currently listening to, and I create YouTube videos. My content is based on all things lifestyle, self-help, self-care, everything under that umbrella, and I am here to inspire people to glow up and create their most abundant, beautiful dream lives, and that is exactly what I'm doing. But anyways, I digress. So in today's episode, I am sharing with you my 6 mindset habits when it comes to self-growth and leveling up. Throughout my personal growth journey, I have accumulated and integrated these 6 mindset habits that I'm going to share with you today as I've navigated through different seasons and chapters of my life and different levels of personal growth and things like that. I have always found myself coming back to these very specific 6 mindset habits, and I think it's for good reason because they're so powerful and insightful and have helped me to keep pushing forward on my journey even when things get difficult, when I lose faith, when I'm not seeing the progress that I want to be seeing. These mindset habits has kept me going despite all of that, and recently I've entered a new chapter of trying to level up to an even higher level, and because of that I have begun integrating these mindset habits once again, and they've become the main focus in my life right now. And I thought it would be a perfect time to share with you these 6 mindset habits for self-growth and leveling up. This episode is pretty straight to the point, so I just want to go ahead and get into it. But before that, I just want to say if you enjoy this episode, I would so appreciate if you could leave an iTunes review if you haven't already. It just helps other people discover the podcast, which as a result helps more people in their own lives. Also, screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, and tag me in it just so I can thank you for listening. But anyways, with all that being said, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. So before I share with you my 6 mindset habits for self-growth and leveling up, I kind of want to give a backstory as to what's going on in my current reality and why these mindset habits are once again the main focus in my mindset and why I'm really focusing on these specific mindset habits. So if you've been listening to the podcast, if you follow me on any social media platforms, or if you know me in real life, then you know that I've recently quit my day job and have gone full-time in my business. And for me, that has signified the ending of a chapter and the beginning of a brand new one. At the same time as this huge milestone, there's been a lot of other things going on in my life, and 2021 has been a really crazy year in terms of big changes and getting out of my comfort zone and really going for my dreams. Just a little recap. February, we made the decision to move to a new state later this year. And then in March, I decided to put my 2 weeks at my job. And I ended up doing that, going full-time in my business in March. And then April was just a month of me trying to transition into this new lifestyle and kind of figure out a new routine for myself. And at the same time, I went on vacation and that kind of messed up my routine. And then I came back to family visiting. So a lot has just been happening. And I feel like I've been so on the go and I haven't had time to sit down and plan what my next steps are in this new chapter that I have just entered. I was feeling a little bit ungrounded and kind of all over the place, and I took that as a sign that I needed to sit down and get clear with myself on what this new chapter in my life is going to be all about, what the theme is for this chapter, and what I need to focus on and work towards. So I did all that. I journaled and I realized that this chapter of my life is all about building and creating and becoming consistent and really elevating to a whole new level. Little side note, I created a 6-month glow up plan for myself. The reason that I chose 6 months is because in 6 months, that is when we are moving to Arizona. And I just felt like that's the perfect time to really focus and get to work and really work on myself mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. So by the time I enter the next chapter in my life, which will be moving to Arizona, I am mentally, physically, spiritually, financially in a whole new place. So doing that journaling, I got clear on what this current chapter that I'm in is all about, what my focuses are, and what the theme is. Because of that, I've just been really focused on those exact things, and that has resulted in me going back to the 6 mindset habits for self-growth and leveling up. So that's kind of why these mindset habits have resurfaced for me and why I'm sharing them now, because I was just reminded of how powerful these mindset habits have been and how helpful they continue to be for myself. So to get into the 6 mindset habits for self-growth, leveling up, the first mindset habit is nourish to flourish. So basically what this mindset habit means for me is, in order to become my best self, in order to reach that new level, I have to make sure I'm taking care of myself physically, mentally, spiritually, in all ways, shape, and form. And I definitely had to get back into a routine of that, especially going on vacation and kind of being out of my routine. I wasn't that good at taking care of myself, nourishing my mind, my body, and my spirit. You know, I wasn't really doing my morning routine for the last few weeks. I wasn't eating the best because I was always on the go and I was not at home and I was going out a lot. I wasn't reading. I wasn't nourishing myself. Since getting clear on where I'm trying to be in 6 months, I know that means that I really have to take care of my mind, my body, and my soul. And I know that in order for me to get there, I need to really put myself first and really be disciplined in what I'm consuming energy-wise, food-wise, what I'm consuming on social media and things like that. So this week specifically, I've been super diligent and disciplined on what I'm consuming and how I'm taking care of myself and being mindful of how much water I'm drinking and things like that. When I was out of my routine and I wasn't really taking care of myself, I definitely felt the negative effects of that. Like, I felt so bloated and lethargic most days, mentally foggy, and I wasn't showing up as my best self. Because of those feelings, that reminded me of this mindset habit. In order for me to flourish, I first need to nourish myself. And I like to think of it as a garden. If you plant seeds and you want to see those fruits or those plants flourish, you need to water it, you need to nurture it, you need to take care of it consistently in order for it to flourish the way that you want to see it flourish. Mindset habit number 2 is, I don't have to, I get to. So basically what this implies for me is all the things that I quote unquote have to do for my business, when it comes to working out, when it comes to cooking healthy meals, things that I physically have to do and take action on, I have shifted in my mind that I don't have to do any of these things. I don't have to work on my business. I don't have to wake up every single morning and do my morning routine. I don't have to go to my fitness studio. I don't have to cook healthy meals. I don't have to do any of those things. I get to choose to do these things, and I do these things because they are going to benefit me and they are going to help me get to where I want to be. And having this mindset of I don't have to, I get to, really helps me to continue to do these things. And a lot of times when I look at my to-do list or I tell myself, okay, I have to work out, I have to eat healthy, I have to do this, it feels like a chore and it doesn't feel inspiring to me. And then I have to remind myself that it's a choice. No one's forcing me to do these things. It's a matter of discipline and an act of self-love. And if I have these goals, if I have this vision in mind of where I want to be in 6 months, then these are things that I'm choosing to do because I know that it's going to help me get there. And that small mental shift really helps to change your perspective and the things that you quote unquote have to do. And it inspires you and motivates you to actually want to do those things because you know that the end result is going to be where you want to be and it's going to be of your greater good. So that's definitely something that I had to remind myself, especially coming back from vacation and having an extra long to-do list because I didn't do any work when I was on vacation. And at first I was kind of feeling overwhelmed and anxious and almost resentful of all the things that I had to do, but then I had to remind myself of this mindset habit, and I started to recognize how blessed I am that I get to work on my dream business and I get to do these things. And the things that I'm doing are not only for me, but they're for you listening, they're for other people all around the world. And the work that I get to do is helping thousands and thousands of people all around the world create their dream lives, better their mindset, show up in their own lives in the best way that they can. Reminding myself of that really helped me to shift my perspective and recognize that I'm so privileged and blessed to get to do these things. Mindset habit number 3 is it's not when I want it, but when I'm ready for it. So I kind of touched on this in last week's episode. I mentioned how a lot of times when it comes to reaching our goals or achieving or having something that we really desire, we don't receive it when we want it, but when we are ready for it. And I was talking about how in order to receive what it is that you want, you need to prepare yourself to have it, because if we were to receive something that we want but we haven't prepared for it, it may not be of our highest good. We may not be able to handle that thing properly or really take rein of that situation. So especially with my business, you know, wanting it to be at a certain point and wanting to reach certain numbers and things like that, I have to remind myself that it's going to happen when I'm ready to kind of handle that level of success. And I know that as long as I'm working every day on my mindset, on my energy, and on my actions to receive what it is that I want, it's going to come in when God or the universe feels like I'm ready to have it. This mindset habit really helps with patience, with having patience, having faith, and also sticking to your plan and staying consistent with putting in the work. Mindset habit number 4 is everything I desire is outside of my comfort zone. Every new level that I try to reach, I understand that it's going to require me to do something that I haven't done yet, be somebody that I haven't been yet, thinks a certain way, and that is all uncomfortable. And in order for me, for you, for anyone listening to have those really big goals and dreams, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable all the time. And it's a constant state of being uncomfortable. I'm going to be honest, that feeling of being uncomfortable never truly ends, but you do get used to being uncomfortable. But once you take that first step, the second step becomes easier, the third step becomes easier, and so on and so forth. And before you know it, you are stepping outside of your comfort zone without even thinking about it, without even hesitating. You're taking those opportunities that you would once shy away from because you doubted yourself. You're doing things that you never thought you could do, But it's because you've built that confidence from within every single time you've stepped outside of your comfort zone. Every time I feel that fear kind of creeping in, I remind myself that I've already done this before. We've already been here. We've already done things that were scary. We've already done things that we were unsure of the outcome, and it's always worked out. And even if it didn't work out the way that I intended, I learned something from that situation, or I got better because of it. My fifth mindset habit, which is more of a question that I ask myself, is how is this benefiting me? So this is a question that I ask myself when I find myself participating in conversations and activities and things that I know are not of my greatest good or that are sabotaging my growth and my opportunity of leveling up. So I use this question a lot when I find myself getting consumed with drama content or like low vibrational things that I see on social media. And I find myself scrolling on there and just getting consumed by it all. And I'll catch myself and I'll be like, wait a minute. How is this benefiting me? How does this impact my life? How is this helping me get to my next level and to growing as an individual? 10 times out of 10, it's not. And listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having a guilty pleasure or enjoying things like that from time to time. Me personally, I love watching Real Housewives from time to time and things like that, because for me, I don't have any real drama in my life, nor do I want it. So it's kind of like my vice and my little source of drama without actually having drama in my life. But there is a fine line between having a guilty pleasure and overindulging. And what I have found for myself is when I'm not careful with what I'm consuming, with my energy, with the conversations I'm having, the people I'm surrounded by, the things that I'm doing, that can really have a negative impact on my self-growth and where I'm trying to be. Think about where you want to be in 6 months. Mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, what goals you wish to achieve in 6 months. And when you find yourself doing things like gossiping or being on gossip websites or participating in self-sabotaging behavior or negative thinking or anything like that, ask yourself how this is benefiting you and how this is getting you closer to where you want to be. And if you find that it's not helping you at all, that is the opportunity for you to kind of check yourself and make the necessary adjustments. So for me, again, when it comes to spending too much time watching gossip reality shows or like drama reality shows or on gossip social media platforms, I will have to check out of it. I'll have to block the accounts or I'll have to just close out the app and just tell myself, like, this isn't helping me. This isn't benefiting my life. This isn't getting me anywhere. My sixth mindset habit for self-growth and leveling up is anything worth having is going to take patience, consistency, and effort. So this kind of goes along with the mindset habit of it's not when I want it, but when I'm ready for it. And this mindset habit reminds me that things are always happening behind the scenes. God and the universe are always rearranging things, you know, putting things into motion, making things possible that you can't even see. In order to create something sustainable, to have something of value or something of meaning or have something of importance, chances are if something is that important to you, that meaningful, that powerful, it's not going to happen overnight. Because if it were that easy and if it were that simple, everyone would have their dreams become reality. But the truth is, those things take hard work, consistency, patience, and effort. And that's a big reason why not everyone reaches their goals and their dreams, because they don't have those main components that are necessary to make these things reality. And this mindset habit just reminds me to keep going, even if I think that I'm not seeing the results. It reminds me to have patience even if I feel like I'm not getting anywhere. It can feel like things are not moving forward, you're not growing, you know, you're not seeing real progress. But if you just continue on your path, you keep putting the work, you keep having patience and consistency with whatever it is that you're doing, the results will show up. It's inevitable. Things just don't happen overnight. Things don't happen in an instant. And I've talked about this so many times. I feel like a lot of the reason why we give up on ourselves right before, you know, we're about to make it or we're about to hit that goal is because we're so used to instant gratification. Everything in our lives is instant. You know, you post a picture on Instagram and you get instant gratification. You know, you can order Instacart, and everything is just at our fingertips. And that's all great and dandy. And I'm so grateful to have those things in our lives right now because it makes life so much more easy. But I think because of those things and the way that our, you know, society is nowadays, we think that success and growth should be the same way. And unfortunately, it just isn't. It may look like people achieve success or growth overnight, but it's just because you weren't there to see the long nights, the long hours of studying or putting in work, the sleepless nights, the, you know, all of that that was required to get people where they are. I think that's just an important thing to remember is things don't happen overnight, even if they look like they did. Anyways, my loves, these are the 6 mindset habits that I've been really focusing on as of recently, and I will continue to focus on these things within the next 6 months as I'm, you know, in mid transformation once again. I hope that you find these mindset habits helpful the way that they've been helpful for me. I would love to hear what mindset habits you have when it comes to self-growth and leveling up and what keeps you focused on your path and keeps you going. I'm always open to learning and, you know, receiving new information because, you know, I can learn to integrate it in my own life and add another mindset tool to my belt. So if you would love to share, feel free to DM me on Instagram and share your own mindset habits or what you thought of this episode. So as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.